For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China's first homemade large passenger aircraft, the C919, has rolled out of the final assembly line in Shanghai. The plane is designed to have 158 seats and a standard flight range of 4,075 kilometers. It's developed by the Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China. The C919 aircraft will make its maiden flight next year and then begin test flights for about 3 years before being put into commercial use. COMAC said it had won 517 orders from 21 customers home and abroad for the aircraft. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has expressed his hope that the trilateral cooperation between China, Japan, and South Korea could be free from disturbances. He made the remarks at a joint press conference with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe after the China-Japan-South Korea leaders meeting was held in Seoul. The meeting has come about following a 3.5-year hiatus. Premier Li Keqiang said the three sides have agreed on facing history squarely, aiming towards the future, and appropriately managing sensitive issues, including historical issues. Premier Li also highlighted the significance of enhancing mutual trust, saying a good political mutual trust is an important foundation for deepening development. A joint declaration released after the trilateral summit says the three countries reaffirmed their commitment to hold the trilateral meeting on a regular basis. A Chinese corruption suspect has been repatriated from Ghana to China. Zhao Ruhong was one of China's 100 most wanted fugitives and had been at large for 3 years. Zhao was the former chairman of a textile company in East China's Shandong province. He is suspected of invoice deception, tax evasion, and embezzlement. He fled to Ghana in 2012. China issued the list of its 100 most wanted fugitives in April. 17 have been apprehended so far. It's been reported that the Russian aircraft disintegrated in midair before it crashed over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula on Saturday. Russian chief of the investigation panel Viktor Shoroshenko said it was too early to determine the cause of the tragic accident. Shoroshenko leads an international committee made up of experts from Russia, Egypt, France, and Ireland to probe into the incident. The investigation began early on Sunday, starting with analysis of the plane's two black box data recorders. The death toll from the nightclub fire late Friday in downtown Bucharest rose to 30, and the number is predicted to rise significantly in the coming period. At least 180 people were injured in the fire and the ensuing stampede, and over 140 were still in the hospital on Sunday. The fire was started by a spark when pyrotechnic effects were used during a concert at the nightclub. The government on Saturday announced a 3-day period of national mourning running from Saturday to Monday. Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, won back a parliamentary majority in Sunday's elections. The results will pave the way for the AKP to form the government on its own for the next 4 years. The AKP gained nearly 49% of the votes and received 315 seats in the 550-member parliament. The Republican People's Party won about 25%, while the Nationalist Movement Party showed a sharp decrease in its share of votes with nearly 12%. The pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party secured more than 10% of the vote. Nepal has received 73.5 metric tons of petrol in the first batch of Chinese deliveries, a Nepali official said on Sunday. The first fuel delivery came through 12 fuel tankers sent by Nepal Oil Corporation to China on Saturday and Sunday. The fuel-filled tanks are now on their way to Kathmandu Valley. Airbus Helicopters, a unit of Airbus Group SC, has said that China will buy 100 helicopters over the next 10 years from the company. The purchase is seen as part of a deal to help set up a final assembly line in China's eastern coastal city of Qingdao. Airbus Helicopters will build a complete ecosystem in China, including a final assembly line and a sales team for China-assembled H-135Ss, as well as employ support staff for maintenance and training services. A new flight route will link China and the Caribbean for the first time starting from this December. Passengers can fly with Air China on a Boeing 777-300ER airplane from Beijing to Havana, Cuba from December 27th. It will leave Beijing 3 times a week with a brief stop in Montreal in Canada. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.